Let's pray.
叫我们一同来祷告。
Our Father, we pray that your Spirit guide us.
天父上帝，我们祷告，愿你的启示，愿你与我们同在。
Because we know that there are so many lessons to be learned during this pandemic.
因为我们知道在疫情中有许多功课是我们可以学习的。
So Father, guide us now and open our eyes to your word.
上帝，求你引导我们，让我们打开从你的字眼里打开我们的心眼。
For we pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
早安，会众。
I would like to share with you today some lessons that we can learn during this pandemic.
今天我想与大家分享一些我们在疫情中能学到的功课。
I'd like Christina now to read from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 5.
现在由我来为大家朗读今天的经文，在罗马书五章一到五节。我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
We have been suffering through this pandemic.
我们在这个疫情中经历了非常非常多。
And this passage is a very timely reminder to us about the purpose of suffering.
今天这样的信息是一个非常及时的信息，它提醒我们，我们在疫情中所承受的意义到底是什么。
We may think that this is a time of great suffering for the whole world.
我们也许会想到说，疫情对整个世界的影响是非常大的。
But is God doing something at this time?
可是上帝是否在这其中做了些什么呢？
I'd like to share with you three lessons from this pandemic.
今天我希望在疫情中和大家分享三个功课。
The first lesson I want to share with you is that mankind is reminded once again to look after his creation.
第一个功课我想要提醒大家的是，我们每一个人都在被提醒要来看到上帝在我们身边的创造。
I'd like Christina to read now from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 onwards.
创世纪一章二十六节，神说，我要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Verse 26 is one of the most famous in the world.
在这个经文中是非常非常有名的一段经文。
Let us make man in our image.
让我们看到我们上帝，我们是照着上帝的形象而造的。
From there we learn that we have a spark from God.
我们有上帝的形象在我们的里面。
But what this verse also tells us is the word and.
可是在这节经文里面说到的是以及，上帝需要我们要做一些什么。
Because the word and is God's image and let them rule over the whole creation.
上帝不但要让我们来寻求他，照着他的样式，也让我们来管理他创造的整个生态和环境。
And yet when we see what's happening around us,
现在我们看到我们身边所发生的一切。
Are we taking care of creation?
让我们真的有来照料上帝所创造的创造吗？
When you look at the slide here, this is a slide of China during the coronavirus last year.
看到这张图片上显示的是中国在2020年空气污染的照片。
The first picture on the left shows the pollution in orange and yellow on the map.
左边这张照片有橙色，这样的颜色，这个是空气污染的地区。
In February, when all the factories was closed, this is the map on the right.
在去年的二月，所有的工厂关闭了以后，右边这张图片显示的是之后的样子。
On this picture here, on the right-hand side is Beijing in the. That's always been the case for Beijing.
在右边这张图片， 非常空气一直都是有污染的北京，现在看上去也清亮很多。
Yes, that's the situation on the left there. So it's interesting that God has told us to and challenge us whether we are going to be careful caretakers or careless exploiters.
上帝在挑战我们说，我们是他创造的好管家呢，还是对他的创造有过度的开发和开采？
Let's look at another chart.
让我们再看一看下面这一张。
This chart is about the number of deaths from flus over the years.
这张是显示的是流感的现状在过去这几年。
2018 was one of the highest.
2018年是最高流感的年份。
Can you find the graph for 2020?
你可以看到在2020年的那一条线吗？
Follow the green line.
绿色的这条线显示的是2020年流感传播的线。
Down to almost zero.
几乎是零，流感的传播在2020年。
God is reminding us.That he is in control.
上帝他在提醒我们说他在掌权。
We are the guardians of the universe.
我们是这个宇宙的管家。
When we look after nature,
当我们来照料这个生态环境的时候，
other things will improve.
其他的东西也会被改善。
So the lesson for us is that are we going to be?Looking after the universe for our Lord.
所以第一个功课给我们的是，我们是否要来看管上帝的创造呢？
We see cleaner air.
我们可以看到更加清新的空气。
Even if you were to visit Venice, the canal waters are clear.
如果你现在要去参观这样的地方的时候，你可以看到所有的水质都变得更加清晰。
Endangered animals are thriving again.
所有的危险的这个动物都已经被保护起来。
Surely last year was a reminder for us to stop thinking about money and thinking about the world.
去年的确是这样的一年，让我们停止来追求金钱，并且是来看管我们周围的环境。
Are you concerned about your children's future?
你为你的孩子未来感到担忧吗？
Well, last year was a great reminder for us what a better world can be.
去年是一个非常非常好对我们的提醒，更好的世界对我们来说会是怎么样？
The second lesson I want to share with you is that God exposes evil in this time of pandemic.
第二个功课我希望和大家来分享的是，上帝在世上揭露了罪恶和恶势力。
How many of you have heard of this religion called Xinjiangyi?
有多少人有听过这样的一个新天地基督教会这样的一个组织？
Or the Almighty Church of God.
或者是全能神教会。
Or Eastern Lightning.
东方闪电。
That's the other name.
这是全能神教会其他的一个名字，另外一个名字。
You see, while we were concerned with the pandemic, God was keeping watch over us.
当我们正在焦虑在这愁虑这个疫情的时候，上帝却正在查看。
See, the book of Ephesians 5:8-11 reminds us to expose evil.
以弗所书5:8-11让我们也能来一起揭露这样的恶势力。
Matthew 24:4 onwards also reminds us.
在马太福音24:4也一样这样来提醒我们。耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名号来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震，这都是灾难的起头。
This religion of Xinjiangyi would never have been exposed if not for the pandemic.
新天地教会如果不是因为疫情的缘故，是不会被揭露出来的。
The founder of this group is Li Manhe.
这个李万熙是这个新天地教会组织的创始人。
Started it in 1984.
在1984年成立。
You can see from pictures how they sat together in the church.
你可以从这张图片来看到信徒是怎么样 坐在这个地上并列的坐着在教会里。
And it was exactly in this church that the virus first spread rapidly in Korea.
就是在这个教会，在韩国疫情开始延蔓延爆发。
The authorities asked them for the list of members.
掌权者让他们不要再这样子继续下去。
But they refused because they are cult.
可是他们拒绝，因为他们非常坚信他们的这个信仰。
Yeah, they were very secretive about their membership list.
他们是非常对他们这些教导是非常有神秘感的。
Under threat of imprisonment, they had to release the list.
但最后他们被掌权者逼迫，他们才解散这样的教会。
You see, in normal times, who could force them to give up the list?
在平时的时候是没有人可以逼迫他们解散的。
But God was doing something more.
可是上帝在这个期间他在工作。
You see.Even in Melbourne,
甚至在墨尔本
they also come and spread their religion.
新天地教会组织的人也有这样来把他们的信息传播给我们这样的危险。
Here is a brochure that they were distributing around Melbourne.
这是新天地教会在墨尔本发放的单张。
And they call themselves the Melbourne Bible Fellowship.
他叫他们自己是墨尔本圣经团体。
They even pretended that they were endorsed by many churches.
他们在底下也甚至写了一些虚假的认证，说他们是长老会和浸信会。
That's right. The Presbyterian, the Catholic, the Baptist, and even City Life.
长老会、浸信会，甚至说他们是 City Life 中的一员。
So if you are not careful, would you have joined their fellowship?
如果我们不告诫、不警醒的话，我们也许就会被无意识的接近了。
Do you know what God did?
你知道上帝做了些什么吗？
He exposed the evil.
他把这些恶势力揭露了出来。
While we were still ignorant.
当我们还不知道的时候。
When the cult was exposed.
当他们这个被揭露的时候，被这个教会揭露的时候。
Lee Man Hee, who claimed himself to be Jesus Christ.
李万熙说他是耶稣的转世，耶稣的二代。
Held a press conference and apologized to the people of Korea.
他下跪向整个韩国道歉。
And he even knelt down and to apologize.
他甚至双膝下跪来道歉。
Can you believe it?
你能相信吗？
It's not something we were doing.
这并不是我们能做的什么。
It was the pandemic that exposed the evil.
是这个疫情为我们揭露了这样的恶势力。
God is at work. Hallelujah.
上帝正在工作。Hallelujah.
The third lesson I want to share with you is that not the bad guys were also exposed, the good guys were also exposed.
上帝最后一个功课，我想跟大家分享的是，将许多虚假的基督徒的信仰也揭露了出来。
I'd like Christina to read Luke 8:17 onwards.
路加福音八章十七节，因为隐藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来被人知道的。
For too long, many Christians have been believing in all kinds of fake beliefs.
在非常长的一段时间，有很多基督徒都在相信一些非常虚假的信仰。
Who is there to correct them?
谁到底是真实的呢？
Even the Bible cannot stop them from teaching all these fake teachings.
甚至圣经都没有办法阻止他们这些虚假的教导。
But God steps in again.
可是上帝又再次的来揭露这样的恶势力。
I would like to bring to your example a few pastors.
我现在要和大家分享一些牧师中的例子。
By all means, normally they are very good people.
在一般的情况下，他们是非常好的人。
But they also teach some wrong teachings.
可是他们有一些非常不好的教导。
And God has to come in a drastic way to teach them a lesson.
上帝必须要介入，并且来揭露这样的事例。
I wonder whether we ourselves are learning from that lesson.
我在想，我们从这样的例子中能学到些什么呢？
I want to introduce to you Pastor Ronnie Hampton from USA.
第一位牧师是美国的罗尼·汉普顿牧师。
He's from Louisiana.
他是 Louisiana 这个地区出来的。
A southern state.And he was a good person because he was from the Methodist Church. He was setting up good efforts to reach out to the poor people and the disadvantaged people.
他是一个非常好的牧师，他是一个从卫理公会出来的牧师，教导他的信徒们来跟随上帝。
But he was following some conspiracy theories.
可是他却进到了一个错误的教导，错误的信仰当中。
He said that the government was misusing the pandemic to stop the church from meeting together.
他教导会众说，掌权者滥用疫情为借口来阻止教会聚会。
And that the coronavirus was just like the flu.
新冠疫情就是一个流感而已。
It was nothing dangerous.
是没有任何一个是不危险的。
And worst of all, he believed that the vaccine was some kind of electronic computer device chip built in there.
最糟糕的是，他认为疫苗好像就是一种电脑的芯片。
It was the mark of the beast.
好像是魔鬼的记号一样。
When he tested positive for the virus,
当他被检验出感染新冠病毒时，
he told his followers God wanted him to have a little rest.
他告诉他的信徒们，上帝只是想要让他休息一下。
However, the next day he died.
可是第二天他过世了。
Another pastor in America, Irving Baxter.
接下来一个也是一个美国的传道人叫艾尔文牧师。
Funnily enough, his TV show was called The End of the Age Prophecy Show.
非常嘲讽的是，他的电视节目名字叫做《末日时候的先知》。
You see, many people today claim to be prophets.
你可以看到现在非常多人称自己为先知。
They say things are happening and you must hear what I'm saying.
他说一些未来将要发生的事情，你必须要照着我说的来做。
He said that, for example, that AIDS was a punishment from God for unmarried people having sex outside of marriage.
他说艾滋病就好像艾滋病一样，他说这些病毒是因为那些婚前发生性行为的未婚人士而造成的。
And of course, during the 70s, he got away with that statement.
在70年代的时候，他这样的言论是可以被认可的。
But in November last year, he caught the virus.
可是，在2020年11月，他被确诊新冠病毒。
And he died.
他过世了。
Few days later.
在不久后的几天，他过世了。
Can you see why non-Christians are laughing at Christians today?
你可以看到一些非信徒为什么嘲笑基督徒吗？
So many conspiracy theories.
是非常非常多错误的教导，迷信的想法。
Maybe you have some conspiracy theories yourself.
也许你自己也有一些迷信的想法在你自己的心中吧。
Remember to check it against God's word.
记得要回归上帝自己的话语。
And also check it with other more mature Christians.
记得要和其他更加成熟的基督徒们交流。
Another pastor.
另外一位牧师。
This pastor was Pastor Franklin Nidifor from Cameroon.
是 Franklin 牧师。
He was 39 years old.
他年仅39岁。
He boasted that God had given him the ability to cure coronavirus.
他觉得上帝给了他这样的权利，能够来治愈这个新冠疫情。
Many people came to see him.
非常多人来见他。
He laid his hands on them to cure them.
他为这些来见他的人按手治疗。
But he himself died of coronavirus.
可是在确诊新冠之后，他过世了。
And when the police and the ambulance came to get his body.
当警察和救援队将他的身体要带走的时候，
His followers locked all the doors.
他的信徒把所有的门都关上了。
Because they said he will be resurrected.
因为他们觉得他会再复活的。
Well, again, they were wrong.
他们是错的。
When we claim the powers,
当我们在说我们有这样的能力的时候，
when we claim to have certain prophetic words,
当我们说我们有这样的话语权柄的时候，
and we actually don't have that power,
其实我们是没有这样的力量和权柄的。
We deceive ourselves,
我们将自己降低了，
and we deceive many other believers,
我们也错误地引导了非常多信徒们。
Again, why would non-Christians believe in us?
这就是为什么有非常多非信徒他们不相信。
AnotherTop Christian church official.
另外一位非常高位的基督教领袖。
His name is Patriarch Kelsey Patrick Arine.
他的名字叫派垂基，是一位东正教的基督教领袖。
Now, by the way, the word Irene in Greek means peace.
他的名字在希腊文里面表示的是亲吻。
Here he was at a funeral.
这是他的葬礼。
And he had just buried one of the top officials who had died from coronavirus.
这是一个葬礼，他就是送葬追思了其中一个因为新冠疫情而死亡的人。
Notice in the picture, nobody wear a mask.
在这个图片中你可以看到没有人戴着口罩。
About a week later, he came down with virus himself.
在不久之后，他自己也被确诊新冠肺炎了。
9 days later, he passed away.
九天之后，他也过世了。
There's a lot of Christians who are too proud to admit that the disease can affect them.
非常多的信徒和领袖们非常的骄傲的以为这样的疫情是不会影响到他们。
They say the disease can't affect them because God will protect them.
他说疫情不会影响我，因为上帝在保护我。
Is God trying to tell us something else?
这个牧师也在告诉我们其他一些事情。
Is God trying to humble us and to seek Him instead of trusting in our own beliefs?
上帝让我们看见不应该相信我们自己，而应该相信神。
Now another famous Serbian here is Novak Djokovic, as you know.
另外一个非常有名的是 Novak, 他是一个网球的运动员。
He too didn't believe in this disease.
他也不相信疫情，他也不相信这样的病毒。
Yeah, but he's not a Christian, but he didn't believe in it.
他不是基督徒，可是他也不相信病毒。
So he organized a tournament early last year.
所以他在去年组织了这样的一个庆祝会。
Almost everyone in that picture came down with the virus, including Novak himself and his wife.
所有在这个图片里的人，包括 Novak 和他的妻子都被影响。都被确诊新冠了。
But God is kind.
可是上帝是良善的。
He spared Novak, and today he's in Melbourne.
他拯救了 Novak. Novak 现在在墨尔本。
He's going to play a tennis tournament.
他要在墨尔本开公开赛。
You notice in his tweets now he's a bit more humble.
现在经过这些事情以后，他变得更加谦卑了。
This is the challenge of our times.
这是在这个疫情中间对我们最大的挑战。
Let's look at our summary for today.
让我们来看看今天的概括。
The Lord is challenging us to re-examine our stewardship of the world's resources.
上帝正在挑战我们重新来审视我们自己对这个世界这个资源的管理权。
To think less of ourselves and think more about God's creation.
少想一点我们自己，可是更多的想一想上帝创造。
It is important, of course, to earn money and feed your family.
非常重要，我们是需要去挣钱，我要养家。
But how much is enough?
可是什么样才是足够的呢？
Let us spare a thought not only for our immediate family, but for our children's children.
让我们好好的来想一想，不是单单是我们现在现有的家庭，我们孩子的孩子，我们的下一代。
God made us in His image, so that we would care for His creation.
上帝按照他的样式来创造我们，也让我们来保护他的创造。
Last year was a great year to remind us of that.
去年是一个非常好的一年，让我们都被提醒了。
As I said, if Christians can't even manage one tiny little planet.How can they manage the whole universe?
假如基督徒连一个小小的星球都没有办法管理，那要如何管理整个宇宙？
The second lesson is that God is exposing evil while we were still ignorant about it.
第二个课堂功课是上帝在基督徒忽略恶者对我们的攻击的时候揭露他们。
God is protecting us.
上帝在保护我们。
Let us continue to trust in Him even in these times of suffering.
让我们一直不断地来相信上帝，就算在这艰难的疫情期间，我们也要相信神。
But we must stay alert to evil.
可是我们也要对恶势力保持警醒。
Because evil never sleeps.
因为恶势力从来不会睡着。
The third lesson I want to share is that God is challenging us Christians to get our wisdom and our knowledge right.
第三个功课我想要跟大家分享的是，上帝正在挑战我们基督徒将自己的智慧和认知摆上。
There are many lies being spread around the churches today.
在教会中也有许多谎言正在流传。
Are we aware of this?
我们知道这样的谎言吗？
Do we know the word of God?
我们知道上帝的话语吗？
Do we pray enough to seek God's will?
我们有没有祷告，紧迫的祷告来寻求上帝，寻求他的意愿呢？
Romans chapter 5, our reading today.
罗马书五章是我们今天圣经的经文。
Reminds us that suffering is to change our character.
告诉我们受难是最好来陶造我们性格的。
Is to change our character to be more mature and understanding.
让我们的性格更加的成熟，更加的亲近理解上帝。
Understanding to serve God in our family.
明白我们要在我们的家庭中来服侍神。
To serve God in the church.
在教会中服侍神。
And to serve God in the community.
在我们的社群中，社区中来服侍神。
Have you learned the lesson?
今天我们学到这样的功课了吗？
Do you trust God?
我们相信上帝吗？
He will protect and provide for you.
上帝会供应，会保护我们。
Let's pray.
让我们最后一同来祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that you have sent this pandemic to test us about what we really know.
上帝，谢谢你用新冠疫情来试炼我们，我们所知道的到底是什么。
Help us to learn from what's happening in the world so that we can understand you better.
帮助我们从世界上发生的事情里来真正的认识你。
That we should not be so selfish and care about ourselves.
我们不再是这么的自私，只是在乎我们自己。
But learn to care a bit more about the environment.
并且学习更加的在意我们生命的环境。
Your image in us tells us that we are to protect your creation.
你的形象在我们里面提醒我们，我们需要来保护你的环境。
Lord, we are concerned about our health.
我们
we care about our health.
我们在意我们自己的身体状况。
But Lord, help us not to forget that evil never sleeps.
可是让我们不要忘记，恶势力从来不会睡着。
Help us be aware of what the evil one is doing.
让我们知道恶势力在我们身上他的意图是什么，他想要做的是什么。
Help us to expose them whenever we see them.
让我们能够来揭露他们，当我们看到他们，我们来揭露他们。
And lastly, Lord, we know we have a lot of things to learn from you.
我们上帝，我们有非常多需要从你那里学习的功课。
Because we need to understand more truths from you.
因为我们需要知道更多来从你而来的真理。
When good things happen,
当好的事情发生的时候，
it doesn't mean it's for our good.
并不是完全是好的。
When bad things happen,
可是当很糟糕的事情发生的时候，
it doesn't mean it's all bad.
也都不是全然是糟糕的。
Lord, you are teaching us lessons whether it's good or bad.
上帝，你来教导我们什么是好的，什么是坏的。
And Lord, for us who are not walking with you in the word and in prayer,
上帝，当我们这些不在你话语中行走的人时，
help us to come closer to you this year.
让我们能够靠近你。
Lord, continue to humble us.
上帝，请你继续让我们来谦卑在你的面前。
Continue to teach us.
继续来教导我们。
Help us to open ourselves to your Holy Spirit leading.
让我们能够完全的对你敞开我们的 全身心。
So that we will always follow you.
我们会一直的跟随你。
Help us.
帮助我们。
Search us.
寻求我们。
And lead us always.
引导我们。
For your truth is in your Son Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。